And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning, and it's now time for Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And this morning, and their offices, I do believe, are open. Give them a call at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Fine, Kyle. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Good. Just trying to stay warm.
Good. Beautiful. Snow out there this morning.
Yes.
And the scripture I have is Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And I want to remind us, Paul is writing this from prison. And he says, The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I found that to be true in my own life. And I'm thankful for his word this morning that can give us strength and help. Thank you, Kyle.
Absolutely. So a good way to kind of to start the morning today. And Charles, again, good morning. I hope you guys are doing well. And what are we talking about here today in our first segment?
Thank you, Kyle. Good morning. We skated in on these roads this morning. Weren't expecting them to be like they are, but we made it safely, so we're thankful for that. In today's market, Dad, as we've been watching the market go down, watching the volatility, ups and downs in the market, it's important to look at our assumptions, the things that we believe to be true. And if we're not careful, we can be conditioned to believe things that could be harmful to our financial future. And there's a few several things that people sort of say over and over to make themselves or make, you know, to make yourself feel good about what's going on. And one of those things is that everybody loses money sometimes.
Really?
Everybody loses money sometimes.
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it?
And many times this line is used over and over by a broker talking to their client when the market is tanking, and it's designed to keep retirees' money at risk and make people feel better about waving goodbye to their money.
Right, right.
And no one likes to lose money.
Right.
But somehow we can be conditioned to accept it.
Well, this is normal. Yeah. This is normal.
Everybody loses money sometimes.
I don't think I want to be normal.
Right, right. Too often we can be conditioned to watch our account value go down.
Right.
And say, well, it's down. You know, I don't have as much money as I used to have. But
this is normal.
Right. But I would tell you that it doesn't have to be normal.
Right.
It doesn't have to be the normal for you. And we have many, many clients who, in all of this volatility and all of these downs, have not lost any of the money that they have with us.
Right.
Their money is safe, protected, and guaranteed.
Right. And they're sleeping good at night, too.
Right. Right.
They're sleeping good. And they're not watching the ticker tape going across the bottom of the screen, wondering which way their accounts are going.
Right. Our phones have not been ringing with people concerned about if their money is safe or not. Their money is safe and protected and guaranteed. The next thing that we've been conditioned to believe is that the market is always the answer. Buy stocks and bonds. That's just the assumption, just that if you have money, it needs to be in the market. That's just sort of by default. And we're conditioned that way from when we start working. You know, we usually get a 401k or a retirement plan of some kind, and we deposit money in there, and some of our paycheck goes into there, and then we watch that, you know. And in our early years, when we don't have a lot in there and we've got many years ahead of us to retirement, it's not a big deal to see that go up and down. And pretty soon we can just say, well, this is the only place for my money to be. If it's in the bank, it's just sitting there, idling, going nowhere. I don't want it doing that. So I'd rather have it in the market where it can grow. People sometimes don't realize that there's an alternative. There's a place where your money can be guaranteed and protected and also get a reasonable rate of return.
Right.
And safe from market volatility and declines.
Right. Right.
And that's what we help our clients achieve, is a portion of their money in a place where it's
safe
from market declines and gets a reasonable rate of return. So another thing that we've been conditioned to believe is that the market outperforms everything over time.
Right.
Right. So that's automatically where my money needs to be, in a place where it outperforms over time. My question would be, how much time?
Right. And what is your time horizon?
Right.
You know, if you're 55 or 60 and you're getting ready to retire, and all of a sudden we have a 20 or 30% correction in the market and your money's down 20 or 30%, can you wait for it to come back?
That's right. And what if it outperforms everything over 20 years?
Right.
And you're 65?
Right.
Do you want to have to wait until you're 85 to get back to where you are now?
Right.
And how are you going to live in the meantime?
Right. Right.
And so some people will try to time their retirement with the market.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's an impossible task. The
right.
market's going up and down all the time. We usually only retire once in our lifetime.
Right.
And to try to time that with some movement in the market is really just an impossible task.
Right. Well, a lot of people in 08 had to come out of retirement to go back to work, you know, had to make major changes when there was a major market correction.
That's right. They either had to work longer, they had to get a second job, they had to come out of retirement.
Right. Their plans had to change.
Right. And so our clients enjoy having a portion of their money in a place that is safe from risk, safe from market declines, and where they can get a reasonable rate of return. That's available. That's out there, and that's what we specialize in. So, Kyle, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All right. So we're going to take a quick 1 minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll have the second part of our program. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this snowy morning here in Southeast Kansas. And welcome back to Ask the Experts here on this Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas. We have Gary and Charles Skank in studio with us this morning. And Charles, what are we talking about here, the second part of our program?
Thank you, Kyle. So just to recap, as we talked about in the first segment, it's important to look at what we believe to be true about money and about the market and about retirement. That thinking can greatly influence how our retirement will go. And one thing that we offer for our listeners is a strategy session, a strategy review of where you're going, of how fast you want to get there, and if you have what it takes to get there, and how to best go forward in your situation. And this is something we do for our clients. We do it for people all the time. And so I just want to encourage you to get a second opinion. Sometimes we can think, well, this is the only way, only road I can go down. This is the only thing I can do, without maybe sometimes realizing that there's options.
Right.
There are alternatives. There are other ways to achieve what you want to achieve. And it might be easier than you think, and it might be a more peaceful and more secure route. And so if that's where you are, or if you know someone that's approaching retirement, getting close to that date, call our office. Our number is 620-331-8800. Get on our calendar. We can do a phone appointment, a phone review, or we can do an in-person, whatever works best for your situation. And we can give you some guidance from years of experience of working with people just like yourself that are facing the very same thing. So Dad, you were gone last go around, but we were at the Farm and Home Show.
Yes.
Had a great time.
Yes.
And it was great to catch up with everybody that was able to come by.
Right. I enjoyed talking to people, and an old boy that used to ride the bus with me back in whatever year it was, 1967 or sometime. I didn't recognize him. He introduced himself, and I said, "Well, you know, you and I got into a fight one day on the bus." I said, "You ride Roscoe Baker's bus?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, I did too." And he was a sophomore, and I was a freshman, and he and I got into a fight of some kind.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
That is great.
Growing up pains.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. But I enjoyed talking to a lot of people last Friday and Saturday.
I had a great time, and just appreciate everybody coming by and saying hello.
Now, Charlie, we've got a Medicare.
That's right. Medicare 101. This is an event that's at Dickie's Barbecue on March the 29th and the 31st, Tuesday and Thursday, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., both dates, 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And it's just a classroom style. A meal is provided about what your options are with Medicare.
Right.
And that's being presented, like I said, 29th and 31st.
That's a Tuesday and a Thursday, the last Thursday of March.
Get on our calendar and RSVP, and we'll be happy to have you there. No pressure, no obligation. Just present what we do. And
limited space, so.
That's right. That's right. Room is decent size, but it fills up pretty quick.
Right.
So call our office, 620-331-8800. You can come in and come to Dickie's, and we'll be there. So our main office, Kyle, is located at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Phone number there, 620-331-8800. We're also right here in Coffeyville, 802 West 8th. Phone number there is 620-236-6930. Once again, if you are retiring or someone you know is close to that, call us and we can help you go through that time and feel good about your retirement.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. Be safe as you head back to Indy this morning, and we will talk to you guys again on Monday.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start open lines. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning here in southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, currently 24 degrees.